This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sikkim, West Bengal and Bihar today to launch multiple development projects. In Sikkim, Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth event in Gangtok this morning. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects for the people of Sikkim and address the gathering on this occasion. Political Secretary to the Sikkim Chief Minister, Bikash Basedra, said that people are eagerly waiting to welcome and also listen to the Prime Minister.
Prime Minister will come to the Palji Stadium, then after he'll have some inauguration that is related to new district hospital at Namchi, also Gausala at Mamling. His main attraction will be to address the people of Sikkim.
Later, the Prime Minister will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Cooch Behar districts in Alipurduar at around 2:15 p.m. The project, worth over 1,010 crore rupees, aims to provide piped natural gas, PNG, to more than 2.5 lakh households, over 100 commercial establishments and industries, besides providing compressed natural gas or CNG to vehicular traffic by establishing around 19 CNG stations. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. The two-day conference will showcase various sessions, including Poets Meet, Feminist Literature of India, Change in Literature versus Literature of Change, and New Directions of Indian Literature in Global Perspective. The conference will conclude with the saga of Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. Rashtrapati Bhavan will host this two-day conference in association with Sahitya Academy. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support price MSP for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said government has increased the MSP of kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP ki report par 2025-26 ke kharif marketing season ke liye cabinet mein MSP approve hua hai. Total amount iska 2,07,000 crore ke aaspaas ka estimate kiya gaya hai aur kisanon ko unki cost ke upar 50% minimum margin mile uska dhyan rakha gaya hai. Har ek crop ke liye cost plus 50% is cheez ka dhyan rakha gaya hai.
Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that Mohammed Sinwar, Hamas leader in Gaza and brother of late Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, was killed in an Israeli airstrike earlier this month. Speaking in Parliament, Mr. Netanyahu said Israel was at a dramatic turning point in its war against Hamas and that the military had eliminated Mohammed Sinwar. It marked the first official acknowledgement of his killing following a joint Israeli military and Shin Bet strike on May 13 that targeted a bunker beneath the Gaza European Hospital in Khan Yunis. Space and technology billionaire Elon Musk announced that his term as the chief of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has come to an end. He thanked U.S. President Donald Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. His departure comes a day after Musk's first ever criticism of Trump, where he said the president's signature big, beautiful spending bill increases budget deficit and undermines the DOGE team's work. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in northeastern region, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Met Department has also predicted heavy rain in Orissa, Telangana and West Bengal today. Similar conditions are expected in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha and West Madhya Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.